Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Happy Monday. If you want to check out the stuff on our social media, we went to Bissinger's today. We got to be chocolatiers for the day. It was one of the most fun things we've ever done. So cool. Dave, you ever done anything like that?
No. Yes,
we did.
We got hungry samples hanging around here.
Hey, Andrew, would you grab those out of my office? They're in that box.
You can have the ones that Dave made.
They're the big box. Yeah, they gave us the ones we made.
Are they chocolate? I don't care who made them.
Andrew, just put them in a box. Send them to me.
It was like the most legit Willy Wonka experience of all time, because we're like all, you know, gloved up and in our lab coats and
hair nets
and beard nets.
Did they have a river of chocolate?
They did.
Vats of it.
And vats of it. And then they had them all coming down the conveyor belt like Ethel and Lucy.
Yeah,
and
that's like, all I could think of the whole time.
You want those? Go ahead. Just go ahead. And you're just like licking the wallpaper and gobstoppers and... It was amazing.
I will say that you guys did a good job of not falling behind like Ethel and Lucy did.
Look, I was a little stressed when I was decorating.
Were you reliving that scene in your head? You're like, no.
When I started getting behind, Rach was putting the sea salt on and I was putting the chocolate drippings on. And I'm like, she's going to start judging me. This is going to go bad. Skip is here, obviously. Every Monday we do the Sweet 16. Today, in honor of Halloween, it's the Sweet 16 of monsters, which I'm very liberal about. It can be, you know, like a classic monster. It can be a Halloween monster. It can be a non-scary.
Could it be the Grimace?
It could be the Grimace. That's actually
Especially now.
Or Ronald.
Yeah, Ronald. No kidding. Yeah, there you go. Pop it open.
Oh, man.
Let the man eat. So these are the dark chocolate sea salt caramel inside that we made.
They should have a special edition.
Were you hoping to take some of these home?
There are more layers under there. In fact, Julie Lally, who helped us set it up, said that they're going to try and get Bissinger's to do next year's the 25th anniversary of the DGS. So maybe we can do like a 25th anniversary truffle
edition
or something like that.
That would be great.
Yeah. They could just take the Santa Claus and make him bald, just turn him into me. It's not that hard.
Can we get a Mountain Dew flavored cream in the middle?
Let me tell you, those are good.
Right?
Holy cow.
We learned quick. That was fun.
All right, now there's like this one has like two salts on it, and this other one has 14.
You have to talk to her about that.
Everything in between. You got everything.
Quality control wasn't really there.
Here, let me test them. Let's make sure.
Everything in between.
She was the salter.
I think the sweet spot is about six.
For some of them,
the sweet spot's about six.
I was the oversalter.
I oversalted a few of them too. It's hard to. It's a tough job. Like you think it's like, just sprinkle the salt, and then it's coming at you quick, and sometimes it's tough.
Exactly like Ethel and Lucy.
Yeah.
That the conveyor belts
the conveyor
don't stop.
Belt's going, yeah.
Yeah.
Man, those are good.
Pretty good, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So let's do a little weather, and then we're going to go into the Sweet 16, Dave.
Okay, it's all about just very warm weather right through Wednesday. Tomorrow will be the warmest. 84 for the high on Tuesday. 86 the record from 2016. Very close. Sunny. Really windy tomorrow from the south. We could see some gusts of 30 to 35 miles per hour. And obviously extremely warm, still very warm Tuesday night, only dropping back to 69. Wednesday, sunny, windy, and warm, 82 on Wednesday, nowhere near the record. The record on Wednesday is 90 degrees. Then we have a cold front coming in late Wednesday night. I think the evening is fine, quite warm Wednesday evening. Thursday after midnight, periods of showers, maybe a non-severe thunderstorm, really good shot of some rain. 64 for the overnight low. Thursday, the high will be 64. Morning showers, maybe a rumble of thunder, slow clearing during the day. So we hit 64 for the high. First thing in the morning, Thursday, we will be dropping through the 50s. Thursday afternoon, trick-or-treat time, clear skies. It's dry, 49.50 for the temperature, let's say between 6 and 8 o'clock, and 42 for the overnight low.
Very cool.
Here we go again.
Yeah. I mean, that's a pretty good Halloween forecast.
Oh, yeah. I mean, last year was really cold.
Yeah. You know, I feel bad for the kids who have costumes that don't need jackets and they have to wear a jacket over their costume.
Oh, wasn't that the worst?
That's the worst. Girls with Tinkerbell or
Mom
a princess
and now she's got it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the bad thing about it.
Oh, I fought that so hard. I was Batman one year, and they made me wear like a Cardinals baseball. And I'm like,
Batman doesn't wear a coat. Okay,
so Sweet 16 of Monster. Skip, lead it off.
All right, so generally, in all subjects for me, I'm the kind of person that says, somebody will say, well, the Beatles are pretty good, but this band is so much better. Look how much more. And I'll say, yes, but they wouldn't be there without the Beatles. Or this comedy is so much funnier, but it wouldn't be there without Animal House. These are the giants that everybody's shoulders are standing on. And that is why I'm going to hit the monster created by Victor Frankenstein.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Good call.
The monster.
Just such a iconic, and it builds from there. And it was, you know, wasn't that scary of a movie, but the concept was scary. And at the time, you had no other horror. And
I don't know. I disagree. I thought the original was pretty damn scary.
It is. It is. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's not jump scares.
No.
It doesn't have demons and all that stuff. But yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But it's done well with lighting and ominous music and
that's a great point. Yeah. Like what they did in the 40s, what the appetite for horror was satiated so much easier than we're just like, and then the
what kind of killer nun is out there.
Another demon comes out of the demon's butt, and it's a butt demon. Exactly. You know, it's like we need so much more to be frightened. Dave, you got one?
Any creepy clown, but I guess who rises to the top would be Pennywise.
There you go. Good one.
Are there any non-creepy clowns?
No.
Yeah, I agree.
Mr. Patches.
Yeah, he was pretty cool. I did like the patch. He was pretty great. My friend was on that one time.
Oh, so I had a friend that was on there too. Couldn't wait to see it. Watch him.
And you were on Lucky Liberty Jackpot.
I was,
right?
A
contestant.
Exactly, yeah.
Oh, man, I was just in the crowd. Chewing on my lapel. They showed me in the end credits. They finally panned up to the corner where I was, and I had OCD, and I had lots of tics, and I was chewing on my lapel. My dad goes, GD! Sorry, Dad. Sorry to let you down. So I led them to believe, because they said, like, we're going to take the top three students, and you're going to be the contestants. And I'm like, well, I'm not sure if I'm one, two, or three, but I'm sure I'm in there somewhere. I was nowhere close. Delusional. Andrew?
Loch Ness.
Good one.
Nessie.
Ooh, didn't think about that one.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of that one. That was like my obsession when I was a kid.
Nice. I'm going to go with the Xenomorph from Alien.
Nice.
Another good one.
That was my next one. Yeah.
Sorry, Dave.
Rach.
What about a werewolf?
Love it.
That was
you have a favorite?
No.
Silver Bullet. Silver Bullet.
Anyway, just all of them.
All of them are scary. Yeah.
I love Silver Bullet. Do you ever see Silver Bullet?
Yeah.
I love that.
I thought Wolfman with Anthony Hopkins and Benicio.
Very good.
Yeah.
I was really pleased with that.
Very
yeah.
gothic.
Yeah.
You guys should watch Late Phases. I hear that one's good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with one of my favorites. I love this movie. I love the way it looks. I love the way it feels. And that's A Creature from the Black Lagoon.
Oh, man.
They take it?
Ah, that's great, though. I love it. I think I knew that you liked that movie.
Yeah.
We talked about that before.
It's like a twice-a-year watch for me.
That's something as a 12-year-old kid. It's it is a freaky thing. You go swimming in the Merrimack River after that.
Yes.
It's just, you can see all kinds of those guys down there.
Back to Skip.
Let's go with I'm going to go with Smaug. The Dragon Smaug.
Yeah, good one. Oh, yeah. Smaug is badass.
Yeah.
I mean, cool voice, too.
Great in the book, but the movie version.
Did a great job,
didn't
he?
Like the animated version was that, too, but the movie version was fantastic.
Yeah.
Benedict Cumberbatch did a great job on the voice there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Andrew. I'm sorry, Dave.
Let's just go with the Grim Reaper.
Ooh, yeah.
Getting a little closer for all of us,
too. Yeah. Hey, who's that out there in the office?
That's
starting
right.
to smell his cologne.
He's sitting out my back chair already.
Mr. Reaper out there, some of us don't think you're that much of a monster. We kind of think you're cool. Just,
we like you a lot. Yeah, just, leave me alone.
You just stay in the backyard for
exactly,
now.
Exactly. Just stay away.
Just go cut down some weed or something.
Andrew.
What of the humble vampire?
There you go. Good
you
one.
You have a favorite?
Yeah. I mean, Dracula, right? He's kind of the obvious pick. He's the heart pick.
Twilight.
But I mean, there are many such cases.
I think Gary Oldman was my scariest.
He was
your best Dracula.
So good, yeah.
He's a good
that
Dracula.
And Chris Sarandon and Fright Night were my two favorite.
Dude, was, I don't know if they meant it to be that scary. Like, I saw that on a date, I think, when I was like 14.
It was like the new funny horror movie.
Yes.
There wasn't a lot of those until then.
Yes.
Lots of fun, but it was good.
Yep. Is it Wheels?
Yeah, I'm going to go. I got to get the Star Wars nerd in here, so I'm going to go with the Rancor.
Ah, see, I had that one
Which
too.
Which one's the Rancor?
That's the dinosaur monster under Jabba's palace.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
He's a dinosaur. Too.
Good he call. Looks a little bit like a dinosaur. He's an alien. He's an alien dinosaur.
He's not a dinosaur.
He looks kind of lizardy.
Rach.
Mummies. Is that not a monster?
No.
You just said it so cute. We're all just like...
You stopped all the men in the room.
We're all like...
Mummy!
Well, that's my pick.
That's a good one.
The blood-drinking rabbit trapper.
Is there one that comes to your head? Like, is it old school or is it more like,
I think of like the
Brendan Fraser mummy type?
I think of like the Scooby-Doo mummies.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Scooby-Doo wasn't messing around.
No. Scooby-Doo was ahead of his time.
Scooby-Doo would be a good person to be on this panel because he's seen them all.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
He foiled them all.
Yeah.
I will go flying monkeys from The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, wow.
Those guys.
Yeah.
I'm just going by scare.
They're little creepers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And once again, depending upon the age you see it.
Yes.
Terrifying. Yeah.
Yeah.
We have four left if we want to just start throwing them out.
Yeah.
Okay. Scare, I've got one.
Release the Kraken.
Yeah.
The Kraken, the original.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have a strange one.
Okay.
Casper the Friendly Ghost. Because I always thought there was something really wrong with that thing.
I'm putting him up.
You ever notice that he's just Richie Rich?
Yeah.
I mean, like,
I know.
Exactly the same drawing. I never put that together.
Uh-oh, that's a little morbid.
My neighbor had all those comic books. He did Casper, he had Richie Rich, he had, you know, Little Lotta or whatever. I mean, all those Harvey Toon comic books.
Wasn't it Casper that there's a backstory about a kid dying? I'm pretty sure.
Mm. I think the movie they made out of it was.
Okay.
I don't think.
In the cartoon, they didn't cover the death of the child?
I don't think they did.
Anyone got anything?
Mothman.
Mothman's good.
Got that. Predator.
I have that. I have Brundlefly.
What?
Oh, yeah.
That's
a good one.
From the Fly.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah.
How about Predator because he was on two lists?
Sure.
What about the Goat Sucker? The Chupacabra.
Oh, we didn't put the Chupacabra on there.
I'm not going to lie. You just made me toot.
Was it audible?
No.
I just could have gotten away with it.
I could have, but it just made me laugh. Goat Sucker!
Just stay over there, Dave.
You know what? That's a sign.
That's a sign
the Grim Reaper is near.
I think I smell it.
When you get the laugh fart, yeah.
Okay, let's try to get through a round here. Frankenstein's monster versus vampire.
Vampire.
Talk about the classic. I'm going Frankenstein's monster.
I'm going Frank.
Yeah, I go Frank.
Yeah, Frank.
Oh. That was a slam dunk.
Pennywise versus Rancor from Star Wars.
The Rancor.
Pennywise.
Rancor. I'll go Rancor. I'll go Rancor also. Yes.
Just eat him.
What's that?
I have no idea. Dave, what did
you say? If you say Rancor, it's a tie. If not, then it's Pennywise.
Pennywise. I don't know Rancor's work. The Loch Ness Monster versus Mummies.
Mummies! Nessie!
I'll say Nessie.
Yeah, Nessie.
Yeah, I'll say Nessie, too.
Nessie time.
All of a sudden, I think of the Queen of England with that.
Mummies!
Mummy.
The Xenomorph from Alien versus Flying Monkeys.
Flying monkeys.
Yeah. Flying monkeys.
Werewolf. Werewolf. Isn't
werewolf.
That what...
Werewolf. Werewolf.
Close
werewolf.
Used to say.
Yeah.
Werewolf. The werewolf versus the Kraken.
Oh, man.
Release the Kraken.
I said the Kraken, but Wolfman was my favorite. When I was young, of all those, my favorite of all the classics were the Wolfman. I'm going Wolfman.
Kraken.
Wolf.
Kraken. Wolf.
Wolf.
But even the long...
we forgot.
Who's that?
We forgot Count Dracula.
He's a vampire.
Oh, did we have that one?
Yeah, we got that.
He lost to Frankenstein.
Good.
Frankenstein's monster, sorry.
Creature from the Black Lagoon versus Casper.
Goon
moves. Smaug versus Mothman.
Smaug.
Smaug.
Go.
Mothman.
Mothman, yeah.
I'm going to pass on that.
Oh, God. Is it a tie to me?
Yeah. Just pick the dragon.
No, just say Mothman. What? Don't pick the dragon. Shut up, Kevin.
Dragon's not even a monster.
I'm more afraid of them than you, so I'm going to go with Smog. Grim Reaper versus Predator.
Grim Reaper's kind of the ultimate,
isn't he?
I'll
go Grim.
Yeah, Grim Reaper.
I'll give Predator just a courtesy.
Okay, there you go. Dave, you hanging? You bolting?
No, I'll hang.
Okay, perfect. Sweet. Welcome back, guys. DGS and KMOX. We continue with Halloween tomorrow, all the way through our big show on Thursday. Sweet 16 brought to you by Weber Chevrolet. We're down to the Elite Eight of best monsters of all time. Dave Murray's with us as well. The Frankenstein monster versus Pennywise.
Ooh, Frankie. That's a tough one.
Pennywise.
Yeah.
Pennywise.
Pennywise is scarier to me.
Pennywise moves on.
Of course it's scarier because it's newer. That's the whole point of the...
No, it's just scary.
Dave is afraid of clowns. I figured that out. Loch Ness Monster versus the Flying Monkeys.
Flying Monkeys.
Monkeys. Nessie doesn't want to hurt anybody.
Yeah. Nessie's
pretty
never chill.
Met her.
Yeah, we never said scariest, though. We never said scariest
no,
monster.
We didn't.
Just
no,
best.
That's true. That's true.
Iconic.
But I'm still going with the monkeys.
Yeah.
Still going with the monkeys.
Their little outfits.
What if they sang like the monkeys? Would they be less scary?
They would be. Or more. The werewolf versus the creature from the Black Lagoon.
Wolfie.
Wolf.
Yeah. Wolf.
Lagoon.
Lagoon.
Wolf.
Now I'm mad at you. Now I'm mad at that guy. Smog versus the Grim Reaper.
Smog.
Grim Reaper.
Smog.
Reaper.
Reap.
Reaper.
Reap.
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 Mm-hmm.
Cool.
I love how mad everyone's getting.
I know.
We got angry monster day today.
Why don't we finish this out, come back, we can talk about Weber, talk about some other stuff. Is that cool?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't want to have you only do 2 minutes. Final four of the best monsters of all time. Pennywise versus the Flying Monkeys.
Pennywise. Give me the flying Pennywise. Monkeys.
Monkeys.
Give me the Pennywise.
Yeah,
give me
monkey.
It's a monkey.
I've got the clown theme going here.
Monkey?
Monkey.
Monkey, monkey.
Penny.
Oh, it's a tie.
I think it's a Roger. Tie. We could ask Roger.
Roger.
The monkeys, I guess. Yeah, that's okay with me.
Thanks.
Roger said the monkeys like he thinks it's the group. He's like, yeah, they terrified me.
Peter guy.
The werewolf versus the Grim Reaper.
Werewolf. Wolfman.
Ooh. I gotta go Grim Reaper. That's kind of like the
I'm
ultimate.
I'm gonna stay. Yeah, I'm staying
going,
with the Reaper.
I'm going
too.
Wolfie style.
Ooh.
Wolf moves on. Okay. That's a good matchup. Flying monkeys, which were kind of outside the box, versus werewolf, which you'd expect to be in the final four. Most iconic monster of all time.
Wolf.
Wolf.
Monkeys.
Monkey.
I'm going to go monkeys.
That's a tie.
It's a tie.
Well, Rachel hasn't voted yet.
Oh.
No, it'll be a tie if she votes werewolves, but if she goes monkeys, then it's a win.
I
thought she
wolves.
Was howling over there.
There we go.
That was me.
It's Roger.
Roger.
Oh, I'll just stick with monkeys, I guess.
It's always a good plan. You know what? When anybody asks you a difficult question, I'm just going to stick with monkeys.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound like he's really into this.
Thank you, Dave.
All righty.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.